In this bulletin, the British government found to be in contempt of Parliament over unpublished Brexit legal advice. Labour and the Coalition come to in-principle agreement on the government's proposed encryption laws, and the International Athletics Body upholds a doping ban on Russian athletes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. British Prime Minister Theresa May has suffered a damaging setback at the start of 5 days of debate over her Brexit plan. British MPs have found the government in contempt of Parliament for refusing to release its full legal advice on Britain's exit from the European Union. The government says, in light of the vote, it will now publish the advice from Attorney General Geoffrey Cox. The vote marks the first time a British government has been found in contempt of Parliament. The vote delayed the start of the debate on the Brexit deal, which will come to a final vote on December the 11th. Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm has thanked young brown men for their contribution to Australia's workforce in a speech that's already been labelled condescending. Senator Lionhelm paid tribute to young migrants from the subcontinent and the Middle East for turning up their sleeves at jobs that many other Aussies would turn up their noses at.
Let me say thank you to Australia's young brown men. The young brown men I come across in my day-to-day life are often in low-paid jobs. They drive me in their Ubers and taxis. They deliver my online purchases, my groceries, and my pizza. And they serve me at my local 7-Eleven, at my local service station and my local restaurants. Many of these young brown men have only been in Australia for a decade or so, and they are giving it a go.
Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi, who migrated to Australia from Pakistan in 1992, has called the speech condescending. New national security laws that will give authorities the power to intercept encrypted messages are likely to be passed in Parliament by the end of the week. The news comes after both parties came to in-principle agreement on key parts of the bill. The laws will allow police to force technology companies to crack coded messages, which Attorney General Christian Porter says will help them catch terrorists and child predators. About 95% of people currently being watched by security agencies are reported to be using encrypted messages. Mr. Porter says the bill will have a big impact on the ability of security agencies to stop a threat before it happens.
We've been told repetitively by our security agencies that Christmas is a very difficult time for law enforcement. So it is very pleasing that these additional powers, which are very necessary, when 95% of the targets of organisations like ASIO, who mean to do us harm through terrorist events, are using encrypted applications.
The French government has announced it will suspend fuel taxes and freeze gas and electricity prices following weeks of protests by French citizens. The protesters, or the so-called Yellow Vest Movement, started after President Emmanuel Macron increased tax on diesel, which many French citizens could not afford. The French Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, says the government hears the French people and will now no longer be raising the tax in January as was planned.
Comme le président de la République, comme les parlementaires,
as the President of the Republic, as the members of Parliament, I hear this anger and I measure its reality, its strength and its seriousness. It is the anger of the France which works hard and which has a difficult time making ends meet. The anger of the French people who have their backs to the wall, also of mothers who raise their children alone.
To sport now, and the International Association of Athletics Federations has upheld a ban against Russia's Athletics Federation over doping in the country. Russia has been suspended since 2015 over a World Anti-Doping Agency report which found evidence of widespread state-sponsored doping in the sport. The IAAF says Rusev still needs to meet two criteria: access to samples of Russian athletes in a Moscow lab and full financial compensation for investigation and legal costs before the ban is lifted. The IAAF has rejected Russia's reinstatement on numerous occasions over the past 3 years. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth expecting a partly cloudy day and 25. Adelaide should be sunny and 34. More sun in Melbourne, 26. Mostly sunny in Hobart, 23. Canberra partly cloudy, 27. Wollongong cloudy, 21. Sydney similar conditions, 24. Newcastle cloudy, 24 degrees. Brisbane a shower or two and a possible storm, 28. Cairns similar conditions, 34. And Darwin a possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.